You're listening to SBS News.
Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, says the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted education for millions and millions of children.
The COVID-19 pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education ever. In mid-July, schools were closed in more than 160 countries, affecting over 1 billion students. At least 40 million children worldwide have missed out on education in their critical preschool year. And parents, especially women, have been forced to assume heavy care burdens in the home.
The UN chief says even before the pandemic, the world faced a learning crisis with more than 250 million children out of school and only a quarter of secondary school youngsters in developing countries leaving school with basic skills. He says the pandemic has given the world a chance to reset the system.
The future of education is here. We have a generational opportunity to reimagine education. We can take a leap towards forward-looking systems that deliver quality education for all as a springboard for the Sustainable Development Goals. To achieve this, we need investment in digital literacy and infrastructure, an evolution towards learning how to learn, a rejuvenation of lifelong learning, and strengthened links between formal and non-formal education.
US President Donald Trump has claimed that the United States has better numbers than many other nations in terms of coronavirus deaths. In an interview with Axios political reporter Jonathan Swan, courtesy of HBO, he said counting the number of deaths as a proportion of the total population was irrelevant.
I'm talking about death as a proportion of population. That's where the US is really bad.
Well,
much worse than South Korea, Germany, etc.
You can't do that. Look, here is the United States. You have to go by the cases. The cases.
Why not as a proportion of population?
When we have somebody, what it says is when you have somebody that has where there's a case.
Oh, okay.
The people that live from those cases.
It's surely a relevant statistic to say if the U.S. has X population and X percentage of death of that population.
No.
Meanwhile, a new report has revealed the losses in the United States from coronavirus-related fraud and identity theft have reached nearly $100 million since the pandemic emerged in March. The number of complaints of COVID-19 scams have at least doubled in most states. The report, based on government data, highlights the vast scope of a fast-growing criminal cottage industry preying on Americans, from phony stimulus check offers to shopping scams and fake cures. A World Health Organization team sent to China to launch a probe into the origins of the coronavirus has had extensive discussions with Chinese counterparts, including video exchanges with scientists in Wuhan, where the outbreak was first detected. The final results of the investigation are keenly awaited by scientists and governments around the world. Australia was one of the governments that lobbied for the investigation at the expense of its own relationship with China. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says discussions have been fruitful.
So the team had extensive discussions with Chinese counterparts and received updates on epi-studies, epidemiological studies, biologic and genetic analysis, and animal health research. The team also carried out video discussions with virologists and scientists in Wuhan, China, and as well as local health authorities in Beijing.
A new flare-up of COVID-19 in Peru has led to a crisis in that country's healthcare system. Peruvian Prime Minister Pedro Castellano says there has been a significant increase in coronavirus infections, with more than 430,000 confirmed cases and nearly 20,000 deaths from the disease. The president of medical staff at the hospital in the regional city of Cusco, Dr. Diomedes Arias, says they've been overwhelmed.
The temporary hospital that President Vizcarra inaugurated has already collapsed. The 100 beds are already full and there are even patients in the alley that have been waiting to be seen since yesterday. Due to the patient's discomfort, there have even been cases of aggression against medical staff who have been physically and psychologically attacked. We cannot permit this, because doctors and nurses and technicians are there to treat people. There is no reason for us to put up with any type of mistreatment.
Peru is in third place in terms of the number of coronavirus infections in Latin America, behind Brazil and Mexico. In the Philippines, the reintroduction of tough lockdown measures by President Rodrigo Duterte has been met with dismay and resignation. The president's decision followed an appeal from the medical community for more drastic measures to curb infection rates as the number of COVID-19 cases continued to surge. Barbershops and salons had recently reopened, were closed again, while restaurants were limited to takeout and delivery only. The operations of most public transportation, including trains, jeepneys and taxis, were also suspended. Taxi dispatcher Cipriano Carante says he's resigned to his business suffering badly.
Right now we are really affected because all our 54 taxi units are not allowed to operate. Even our families are affected as our daily expenses rely on our income from the taxi firm. There's really nothing we can do but follow the measures given by the government for now.
The Philippines have the second highest number of COVID-19 infections in Southeast Asia behind Indonesia. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.